All right, fans, here we go with the main event of the evening, 12 rounds of boxing for the WBC and WBO 154-pound championship of the world. And now, ladies and gentlemen in attendance and boxing fans joining us around the world, live from the T-Mobile Arena here in Las Vegas, Nevada, it's showtime! Introducing to you first the challenger on my right, fighting out of the red corner, standing at 6 feet 6 inches tall, entering the ring wearing black trunks with red trim, fighting out of and representing the outstanding boxing family from Coachella, California. He weighed in at a ready 152.8 pounds with a record of 20 wins, one loss and one draw. He has 13 wins coming by way of knockout. Here is the all-action and acclaimed world-ranked super welterweight contender. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the popular former WBO interim super welterweight title holder known as the Towering Inferno, introducing Sebastian Kundora. And his opponent across the ring, the defending world champion, fighting out of the blue corner, wearing black trunks with gold trim, joining us from Sydney, Australia. He weighed in the same as his opponent, 152.8 pounds. He is undefeated in his tremendous campaign in the ring with a record of 24 wins, no losses, 17 wins coming by way of knockout. Tonight, in his Las Vegas debut, he is making the second defense of his title in his attempt to unify the titles. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome boxing's pride of Australia, the popular and undefeated, reigning and defending WBO super welterweight champion of the world, introducing the Soul Taker, Tim Lazoo. Once again,
now, SPBC rollout. Decent stat card. But we gonna get to it. But before I get to it, man, you know what I'm saying? Before I get to the meat and potatoes, y'all know I gotta give it the open up, you know what I'm saying? Get with the preliminary bouts and also the co-main event and so forth and so on. But before I get to it, let's get to it.
He is the former WBC, USABC light heavyweight champion, the former USBA light heavyweight champion,
final round,
and the former WBC Continental America's light heavyweight champion,
final round.
Your host, Cedric Agnew.
Let go.
Yeah. Sticking to the code, all these hoes for the street. I put it in her nose, it's gonna make her pussy leak. Pussy niggas told.
You are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
Yeah.
If I lose a carrot, she might choke.
Zoo!
I know Bend she on. Gonna swallow, she'll go. Free band, nigga.
Rolly! Pitbull Cruise! Kamel Moe! Yeah! Ball like I won a championship game.
I put her on the game, she get fucked for a chance.
We on the ass! No homo. Oh, hold up. No diddy.
I got syrup in this bitch. Turn up in this bitch.
Drop a bomb for me.
Hurts in this bitch. You murder in this bitch. I'm just baby for this game. Friend, friend, bitch. We fuck them at the same time. I'm
yeah.
A different nigga. No, we not the same kind.
Yeah.
Can't have that look. Bitch, you ain't mine.
Young dope, dealer selling dope, is you like that?
Like that.
Kicking doors, kicking in doors, is you like that?
Like that.
Young dope, nigga selling lows, is you
like
that?
Like that.
I'm gonna rip his heart out, I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander, he's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston, I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat his children. Praise be to Allah.
Yeah.
Saying now.
I hold them sentiments symbolic.
Aw.
My temperament bipolar, $2. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but they not be like.
Y'all know I gotta let this shit play a little bit. Hold up. I'm gonna get to y'all.
Yeah, get up with me.
It's my shit right here, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Three switches, I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel, if I had two, got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains
and burning tattoos like.
Up, lost too many souls. If he walk around with that stick,
he ain't Andre 3K.
Think I won't drop the location. I still got
PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me.
Nigga, bum.
Nigga, Prince, I'll live Mike Jack, nigga.
With all these nines,
he won't see Pet Cemetery, nigga. Yes, sir. Man, we finna get to it. Kamel Moden, man. You know what I'm saying? I caught a little bit of his fight. I ain't the casual boxing fan. You know what I'm saying? But I'm a boxing fan. You dig? And I don't stream fights. I pay for them. You know what I'm saying? Granted, I definitely didn't want to pay for this when they first rolled it out with the Tim Zoo versus Keith Thurman. Me knowing Keith Thurman been out for a while. I didn't want to watch that, man. You know what I'm saying? But when they did the swisher rule because Keith Thurman got hurt, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, you know. Then Rolly and Pitbull, okay. Then Laura, seeing that he coming off, you know what I'm saying, a decent little layoff as well. I'm like, you know what? Told some of the fighters at the gym, man. I mean, you know, I'm going to purchase the fight, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to go in and watch this, man. Decent little stack card, you know what I'm saying? Most of the fighters that they like Pitbull. I mean, they like Rolly anyway, you know what I mean? But I'm going to give y'all my takes before I get to breaking all the fights down. I did have Pitbull winning. I said he'll win. I definitely picked Laura to win. I definitely picked Fandora to win. All my three picks definitely hit. I wasn't too big on the Mendoza fight versus Bogachek. Because I wasn't too big on Bogachek, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't watching for him like that. I know he had one loss when he lost to I can't think of the guy's name right off the bat, but I guess it'll come to me later on in the show. But so I did watch a little bit of the Mendoza fight, and Mendoza was taking some blows, you know what I'm saying, that I feel like, in my personal opinion, you proved to this guy you can take a shot. But now it's time to get out of the way of some of this shit, you know what I'm saying, making them miss. And when you make them miss, definitely make them pay to suck some of the energy up out of them, you know what I'm saying, slow them down a little bit. But he couldn't do that, you know what I'm saying, and Bogachek went on to, you know, to win the fight. But that wasn't one of the fights that I was mostly checking for. The fights that I was mostly checking for was basically the main card, which was Laura versus Mike, what's his name? Mike Zarafa, I believe. Rolly Romero versus Pitbull Cruz, and Sebastian Fandora versus Tim Zoo. So let's get on to do the first and foremost, I'm saying, we're gonna drop a bomb for Laura. He's about to be 40 fucking one, man. Damn, man. I'm saying, so I definitely had Laura winning, because I'm saying, like, Laura never been a toe-to-toe type fighter. Laura has always been a boxer, and boxers in this sport last long. You know what I'm saying? He's been a very slick boxer in that southpaw stance with that pick your apart style. You know what I'm saying? Sharpshooter. So I definitely had Laura winning. I didn't think, me knowing that he's been out the ring inactive for a little bit, I thought, the you know, he was definitely going to come in and give Zarafa, you know, run for his money. The fight was going to go the distance. So I was wrong on that. But he got Zarafa up out of there in two rounds, man. You know what I'm saying? And, showing that, you know, it's really levels to this. And I'm aging like wine, man. You know what I mean? So we're going to drop another bomb for the American Dream, Lara. You know what I mean? But, man, they was talking about the fight with, So the fight with Lara and Danny Swift Garcia. So maybe that's a fight in the makes in the near future for, you know, for them both. In my opinion, not a main event fight, but a decent co-main, you know what I'm saying? Seeing what Lara just did. Now we got to see what Danny do. If Danny just popped right back in there with a Lara fight, you know, I'll watch it. But if he pop back in there with somebody else at a 54 division or a 60 division, get them up out of there and then go into a Lara fight, hey, I'll, you know what I'm saying, be even more interested in that fight. You dig? But I'm going to just breeze through these fights, man, because it was fights all weekend, man. You know what I'm saying? You also had some fights on ESPN. You had fights on the Zone, man. It was fights everywhere. I couldn't even see the Zero Ramirez fight. I couldn't even watch his fight. I wanted to watch it, but his fight was going on when the PBC fights was going on. I'm like, man, I'm damn sure ain't turning. You know what I'm saying? Because Zoto, he's a decent fighter, but he's not an exciting fighter to me. I'll watch him if there's nobody else who I'm trying to watch fighting. Then I'll definitely tune into it. But it was packed. Had the ESPN fights on Friday. Had damn it, man. I can't even think of the boy name. But had them. Had Sunisa Estrada. She looked good in her fight. She in my opinion, she outboxed her opponent and went on to secure the victory. But, you know, I'm going to definitely get off that real quick because I definitely, you know what I'm saying, I was definitely, I'm going to talk about what I paid for. And I paid for the Amazon rollout. So with the Lara fight out the way, the next fight was to Rolly. Now, with the Rolly fight, the reason why I was rocking with Isaac, because me, in my personal opinion, I'm not gonna say I don't like Rolly. I don't like his fucking style. He's somewhat, to me, unorthodox and sloppy at times. He punched with his chin in the air at times, and the switching of the trainers may have been too soon, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying, but hey, who am I? Just a boxer who been doing it since I was 8 years old. You know what I mean, but and then I also thought that style for Rolly is that's the wrong style, man. That's the style to get you beat, because we all know that fucking pit bull can take a fucking punch, man. You know what I'm saying? And he even proved it by going up to 40 and banging with Rolly. Rolly caught him with some good shots, but the shots he caught Rolly with, Rolly wasn't responding well. I believe Rolly got concussed in that fight. You know what I'm saying? Was suffering from a concussion, the way he was getting hit with those shots. And he just wasn't, in my opinion, he wasn't responding well. I don't like that I forgot her name, but the boxing world know her as Caleb Plant's wife. I don't like how she kind of got, you know, went down on Rolly after the fight like that. I think fighters who lose in that fashion, like if you get knocked out, but you know what I'm saying, like you're responding after the fight pretty well. I guess it's like one of those touch and go type things. It might be okay to interview after the fight, but when you suffer a loss like Rolly did, you know what I'm saying, it was a bad loss. They shouldn't let you, they shouldn't let you be interviewed after the fight. You know what I'm saying? Take him back to the locker room, you know what I'm saying? Get him, evaluated, you know what I mean, before he speak on anything, you know what I'm saying? And if he wants to speak after he get evaluated, let him speak, you know what I'm saying? that's his right. You know, he worked hard to get to this point and fight. It just so happened that, you know, the cards he was dealt tonight wasn't, you know what I'm saying, wasn't dealt from the right deck, shall I say. And, you know what I'm saying, things happen in boxing, man. You know, better luck next time. But the way he was responding, you know what I'm saying, she asked him, so basically, in layman's terms, you know what I'm saying, so you was talking big, so what did you think? And you know what I'm saying, his response just was like, yeah, I mean, happy Easter, Jesus was resurrected, and I'll be back, or something, happy Easter. I was like, you know, he didn't answer her question. He just answered the way that he wanted to answer. And in my opinion, I don't even think he knew what the fuck was going on. You can tell the look in his eyes, you know what I'm saying? I know that look. The look in his eyes, you know what I'm saying, in my opinion, he just wasn't responding well. And his handlers should have seen that and should have just took him to the locker room, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ain't doing, you know what I'm saying? He ain't doing the interviews right now, man. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, yeah, he lost. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you don't want to be a sore loser or nothing like that. But at the end of the day, it's your handler's job to protect you, man. You know what I'm saying? And win, lose, or draw, they have to protect you, man. And you know what I'm saying? Drop a bomb definitely for Pitbull. Because Pitbull definitely showed that he wasn't no motherfucking chihuahua and definitely did his motherfucking thing, which I love. You know what I'm saying? I love the way I loved his style going up against, Rowley. So that's why I had him winning. I felt he had the right style. Now, him against anybody else at that 140 division, I believe that Pitbull and, Saburo Matias would be a fucking, man, that'd be a fucking, oh my goodness, that'd be a banger. Now that can possibly be a main event type fight for me, you know what I'm saying? Because you know them motherfuckers both swinging hard. They both going for the gusto. You know what I mean? Pitbull against Devin. No, Devin beats Pitbull easily, in my opinion. Pitbull against, who else we got up there? Teofimo Lopez. Teofimo Lopez, I look at him as beating Pitbull as well. Those are boxers, and those are, and Teofimo, he's a boxer puncher, so he definitely, get Pitbull around for his money and scave up out of that fight with the victory, I mean, in my opinion. But with the Devin Haney, I make it a real boring, easy-ass fight. Bull versus Matador type fight, you know what I'm saying? Because like I was telling some of the fighters at the gym, Pitbull, he's an easy fighter to beat because he have no head movement. He's not in that Tyson style, bobbing, weaving, slipping and getting inside. He's walking straight to you. With his earmuffs on, head, hands up high, walking straight to you, throwing big shots. No head movement, no angles, you know what I'm saying? No different looks. He giving you the same look, hands up, bums away. That's what he's giving you. And like I said, the reason I had Pitbull winning that fight is because in my opinion, Rowley, he'll bang with you. And banging with somebody like that, they don't get the best of you every time. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way his shots are coming. And also, Rowley, side note, but Rowley was putting himself out of position when Pitbull stepped to him. He had just hopped back instead of taking a step back, setting a trap for him, let him walk in that trap, and you boom, 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 and you spin the fuck up out of there. But no, he wasn't doing it. He was hopping back and kind of like running. And then he, you know what I'm saying, couldn't keep that, keep. he said it was a motherfucking chihuahua. He found out he was in there with a real pit bull, and he, at the end of the day, he couldn't keep that motherfucking pit bull up off of him. and throughout the rounds, Rolly Power carried on to, you know what I'm saying, to eventually end up stopping him. Which was, like I said, it was a good fight. It was a very exciting fight, especially for the fighters in the gym. That's something that they love, you know what I'm saying? It was a very exciting fight for them. Got them off their feet, you know what I'm saying? But I told them, you know what I'm saying? Like, look, man, I'm going to call a fight how I call it, and I'm going to pick who I pick. Now, on to the motherfucking meat and potatoes. So, before I get there, yizzer, let's go here.
Hey, this ain't a hard decision to make. It's Beyond the Gloves podcast.
What's up? What's up? Nigga, be all that whispering and shit, man. What's up, nigga? Where approach me like a man, nigga? Chillin' to your side.
Yizzer. We got Tim Zoo.
You know you scared, boy. That savage life. You ain't ready for that.
We got Sebastian Fandora.
Keep mugging that nigga. He acting bad like Michael Jackson. Go ahead, Max. What's up?
Then you had Earl Spence getting the ring and got the word. What's up? If I was Fandora, I would have told that nigga.
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
What you talking about, nigga?
But we got a problem.
Yeah. Nigga, you ain't the big fish, nigga. Let's get to it.
You know how I get down. I ain't suck my dick, cause I fuck your bitch, fuck you, fuck your mama, fuck your whole clique. Stay up with your crew and talk stupid till y'all be sleeping. Holla if I got no blues, then do me up when y'all see me. Y'all body, 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 see me. Y'all want a nigga to sleep.
Let you come with that bullshit. Yizzer, 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 yizzer. Sebastian Fandora versus Tim motherfucking Zoo. Now, I pick Fandora to win. Let me tell y'all why I picked Fandora to win, though. You know what I'm saying? Let me go and lay these things out real quick. In my opinion, Tim Zoo, I guess, wanted to save the card. And he wanted to make his, he wanted to come over to America, man. Come over to the States. Mark, right, y'all? You know what I'm saying? Coming from, Australia, the land down under. You know what I'm saying? Eating a little veggie, Mark. Go to Mark. You know what I'm saying? He wanted to come over here and make his Vegas debut in a boxing mecca where all the big fights happen. All the big fights happen. Yeezer. So he wanted to keep that date. You know what I'm saying? So at first they threw Erickson Lubin at him. You know what I'm saying? This is what most of the boxing fans don't know. You know what I'm saying? The casuals out there, they threw Erickson. So let me break down why I chose Fandora. They threw Erickson Lubin at him. Now, anybody who know, Erickson Lubin is about a 5'8", 5'7", 5'8" southpaw. Okay? Then Al Haymon came at him like, look at him, Zoo. You know what I'm saying? I got an even better fight for you. You know what I'm saying? Because the casuals wasn't really going to jump on the Erickson Lubin as a PBC Amazon rollout, or Erickson Lubin versus a Tim Zoo. Most people don't know Tim Zoo like that. Some of the casuals know Erickson Lubin, but it wasn't going to sell. They need to sell because this is the main event. So, Al Haymon, okay, look here. We're going to switch it up some. Look, I got you, Tim Zoo, main event in Las Vegas, Nevada, the T-Mobile Arena versus Keith One Time Thurman. What you think about that one? That motherfucker was, oh, okay. Eyes went up. Because Keith Thurman, you know what I'm saying, only lost to Manny Pacquiao, you know what I'm saying, who definitely will go down in history as one of the greats to ever lace him up. Definitely a first ballot Hall of Famer. You did. So Tim Zoo, him and his, you know what I'm saying, handlers was, oh, okay. Got the licking their lips on their Denzel act. All right. Yeah. We want that one. Yeah. Let's do it. So it switched from a 5'8" southpaw to about a 5'7", 5'8", orthodox fighter. Now you see that switch? Now I'm going 6 to 8 weeks. I'm speaking like I'm, you know, third man, like I'm in Tim Zoo's shoes. 6 to 8 weeks training for an orthodox fighter who's a switch hitter. Not a switch hitter, but who's a boxer puncher, you know, who can move a little bit on their feet. So you see the switch. So then with 12, 13 days left in the fight, Keith, one time, two times, maybe three times, four times, he get hurt. They got to pull him out. So do we scratch this card or do we throw you somebody else? Well, who you got for me, Al? All right, I got Sebastian Fandora. He's been out since he got knocked out. He got knocked out his last fight. I got him for you. Tim Zoo, Sebastian Fandora. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's jump on it. Yeah. I'm going to say the card. Let's do that fight. Yeah. Make it happen, Al. Now, it switched, like I said, from a 5A Southpaw to a 5A Orthodox. Now to a 6'6 Southpaw. Now you got to hurry up and get sparring in there. You only got 12 days left. And you got to stop sparring a week before you fight. So you really only got roughly about 1 or 2 good days of sparring. What's that going to do, man? What's that going to do, really? Really, what's that going to do? It's not going to really help you much. Just 1 or 2 days of sparring left. I'm saying, because all your hard sparring, that's over. These are 1 to 2 days sparring you got left. That's just making sure that Ginsu knife is sharp. You're just continuing to sharpen it up. Really have no time. You know what I'm saying? Things happen. You know what I'm saying? You're getting ready for somebody who's 5'8 now, 5'7 now, 6'6. So it was a lot of pressure on Tim Zoo, man. So I say, look here, I'm definitely going with Fandora got in there. And like I said, this is boxing. Like I was telling the fighters at the gym, because some of the fighters at the gym was like, well, Tim Zoo was winning the first 2 rounds and then he got caught with that, you know, with the elbow. Well, it was his fault he got caught with the elbow. He jumped in. You know what I'm saying? And like I was telling the fighters in boxing, fighters at the gym, man, it's boxing, man. Shit happens. This is the theater of the unexpected. You never know what's going to fucking happen when you step in that ring. You don't know. You know what I'm saying? You don't know. Accidents happen. Now, in my opinion, after a cut like that, it happened at the end of the second round, the third round, something like that. I would have let the fourth round complete. And if the cut man was doing a fucking horrible job. I'm not even a cut man. And I was telling the fighters and people at the gym, like, he ain't even using the right stuff. He's not going to stop that cut. He's not. Cut man, horrible. Horrible. When I say horrible, man, a cut man was so fucking, like, the blood shouldn't have been pouring consistently like that. And Tim Zoo's eyes, man. You know what I'm saying? He had no vision in that right eye at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had no vision. Was it the right eye? No, the left eye. He had no vision in that eye at all. You know what I'm saying? It was just pouring down. And I didn't like that. I didn't like that his cut, man, couldn't control that cut. Couldn't keep it under wraps. And that played the role in him losing. You know, that definitely played the role in him losing. But other than him not being able to stop that cut, blood fucking everywhere. Fandora nose broken. Him not being able to breathe out of his nose, which is, man, he proved that he's a warrior, man. Like, definitely. Definitely a warrior. That man proved that he's definitely a warrior. And man, look here, man. We're gonna drop a bomb for both of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm not gonna lie, both of them Shabashkin. Tim Zoo. Both of them did their thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would definitely pay again to see a rematch against those two. Now, granted, in a rematch, I think I want to say I think Tim's will win a rematch. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll have more time to train for a 6'6 motherfucker now. But with the information that Fandora got up on Tim Zoo, you know what I'm saying? Like, I beat you. So psychologically, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got that upper hand on you. You know what I mean? And it's just going to give me more time to polish my game to know what style will beat you. I know I can't. And I'm glad that Fandora used his height. What I didn't like, though, man, I didn't like that he went. I would have loved if Fandora would have threw more right hooks, man. As that blood was pouring down in Tim's left eye, he can't see anything from that side. His peripheral is all the way the fuck off. So if he would have threw more lead, right hooks, jab, hook, right, you know what I'm saying? That 1-3 and walked him into that 2. 1-3-2, boom. Oh, shit. Easy. You know what I'm saying? He would have made it an easier night for him, man. And I would have loved it if he would have did that, you know what I'm saying? And I would have loved it if he would have just snapped that motherfucking, that left hand every now and again. Just snap it. Or every time Tim Zoo go to throw a jab, just offset your left hand a little bit. So step on the outside of his lead foot. Because also, Tim Zoo was good with the foot game. That's why he was a little bit quicker than Fandora. Fandora kept his lead foot on the inside of Tim Zoo's, which he should have kept it on the outside. But if he would have did it, kept, if he would have, you know what I'm saying, like, because they was, you know what I'm saying, that's called playing foot chess. That's neither here nor there. But if he would have kept his foot placed right, he could have sometimes, as Tim Zoo was throwing that jab, step a little bit to his right and offset that left hand, let that jab shoot right over his shoulder as his left hand land right in Tim Zoo's fucking face, man. Let that left hand go. Letting that left hand just... letting Tim Zoo eat the whole motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like that Tim Zoo, like I said, this might have came from not being able to correctly prepare for a fucking 6'6 southpaw. He was leaning back to make Fandora miss some of those shots. You shouldn't be leaning back like that. You know what I'm saying? You should have been getting under him. Not leaning back. You leaning back and get some motherfucker who's 6'6". He can still touch you. This motherfucker got an 80-inch reach. 80. Bro, you got a 10. You got a 70-inch reach. This motherfucker got a whole 10 inches of reach on you, man. You know what I'm saying? He is gigantic. This nigga is a giant, man. David and Goliath. You know what I'm saying? And David did not win. Hell you mean? You know what I'm saying? So Tim Zoo definitely fought the wrong fight in my eyes. But like I said, no credit to his cut man who couldn't fucking stop the cut. No credit to his corner who seen that the fucking cut man couldn't stop the cut and they didn't stop the fight. Like, no. I'm not going to let my man continue to take this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying he's taking a beating, but he's in a fight that he's handicapped in. I know they say, look, he's fighting through adversity. Fighting through adversity, midway through the fight is different from fighting through adversity, man, early in the fight from round two on to round 12. Round two, man, you got 10 more rounds to go. Through this, man, nah, look here. Man, the hell what y'all say. We gonna, look, this man was trying, all he was trying to do was save the card. I get it. I'm saying, but look here, man. If this cut man can't stop this stop this cut, we in for a long, long night. And we might not end up on the good side of the stick. So, nah, man. But like I said, man, credit to Fandoro, who used his height and box. Credit to Tim Zoo for keeping the card alive. And no credit to Errol Spence, just hopping in the ring. I don't think Errol Spence, he's not the big fish. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to say mo shit up on Errol Spence, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I would definitely like to see a fight with Errol Spence and Fandoro before I even jump to that. Let me go in and drop another one for Fandoro for doing this thing. I mean, definitely Sebastian Fan motherfucking Doro. Definitely did this thing, man. Definitely appreciate that beautiful night of boxing. But back to what I was saying, I would love to see Fandoro versus Crawford before I see a Fandoro versus Spence. The matchup just looked way better. Who would I have in that fight? Of course, Crawford. You know what I'm saying? And Errol Spence, after a long layoff, by the time he do fight, it'd probably be like a year since he's been out the ring. You know, if he do decide to step in the ring anytime soon, it'd been probably like a year. Or it's going on a year, right about, you know what I'm saying? Because I think they fought last July. So it'd be going on a year, man. And then, you know what I'm saying? Y'all saw how he looked. You know what I'm saying? The man looked big. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's not in fighting shape. You know what I'm saying? Just coming back from vacation. And, he's probably still on vacation, man. But, yeah. So, I definitely like to see Crawford. I think Crawford, Paco, let us know that Crawford went ahead and used his super champ status and went ahead and ordered that he fight the winner, which is now he's in the line. He's in line next to fight, you know what I'm saying, for that WBO welterweight. Not welterweight, the WBO super welterweight world title. You know what I mean, seeing that he is the WBO super welterweight world champion, so he elevated that. So hopefully, if the cards are played right, and I believe Crawford is also the super champion, the WBC super champion at welterweight, so he can also use that to talk to Suleiman and them and, go ahead and try to make them push for him to fight Fandoro next. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, the politics don't be politicking like they usually do. And Errol Spence don't get that fight. I'm not hating on Spence or nothing, but I like to see Spence come back. I know he don't. This is Mr. No tune-ups, but no. After ass whooping like that, you need about 3 or 4 tune-ups. But no, I like to see him have at least 1 tune-up, man. You know what I'm saying? And since he's missing no tune-up, let's not even call it a tune-up. Go ahead and get in there with Lubin, man. You know what I'm saying? Or get in there with Mendoza, man. You know what I'm saying? Or if you want to, put him in there with motherfucking Bogachuk. You know what I'm saying? See what to do against him. But let me see you in that 54, man. It's a new weight class for you. You know what I'm saying? A new division and a fight coming off your layoff, man. So let's do that. And let's see how he bounced back, man. I don't want to see Errol Spence get hurt. But other than that, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all know how I come each and every single time. And I try to do these podcasts more. But y'all know, man, I told y'all my hands be tied sometimes with working with the fighters, getting them ready for fights. You know what I'm saying? My daughter about to start doing her thing. So I'm trying to get her ready as well. You know what I'm saying? And just working on my main man's hum ziggity. And, man, we just trying to... I'm just trying to do a lot. So I be having a lot on my plate. So I try to do like the main fights and fights that the fans and the casuals definitely care about, and definitely the fights. If I'm paying for, I'm definitely going to do a fucking podcast on it. You dig? But going to get up out of here, man. Until next time. Oh, next time she'll be 420. You know what I'm saying? The next big one. But y'all know I'm going to keep y'all posted. Until then, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I come each and every single time. Each and every single time. You dig? But if you didn't know,
you are now listening to the Beyond the Gloves podcast. Subscribe now.
Yeah, yeah. Put up, I don't hang with rats. That's some new type shit. Get a nigga wet on news type shit. Sipping, drinking, atoms on screw type shit. Just said, ho, run through crew type shit. I got a bad bitch at home, voodoo type shit. Take down Megan Stallions by the group type shit. That's some thick shit. I just thought you knew type shit. I just tricked off, I don't just usually do type shit. Pockets racked up, all blue type shit. Bunch of rich niggas, hoes get confused type shit. Atlanta nigga, live like Ted Turner type shit. On camera, bro, knock a jaws loose type shit. I cancel her, kick her out of school type shit. A silent hitter, how'd you keep cool with you bitches? A solid nigga, count dog food type shit. Moving through the city with your boo type shit. She ready to suck it up like soup type shit. You going against the guy
wearing black with gold trim. He's undefeated at 24-0 with 13 wins coming by way of knockouts. He weighed in at 175¾ pounds. And he's fighting out of Houston, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, Cedric.